Brain Share Show and Being Your Destiny Online. Yay! Another great day. Great to have you here. Great to be with you. And let me tell you, I got a great show for you today. But first, before we get started, before we get in, let's do a couple admin things. I moved the show onto my own host, my own servers, my own stuff like that. So there's still some of you listening to it, I believe, on the Podomatic. So this will probably be the last posting I put there. I'm actually putting it in both places. But if you're on the Podomatic page, or my original page, you'll see the iTunes button below. That will take you to the new show listing where I'll be posting the new episodes. So I would love it if you click that iTunes there and go and even review the show while you're there. Now, for those of you that are picking up on the new Wayne Share Show page, you'll see there's comments below, so I would love for you to leave some comments. What are you afraid of? You afraid to be the first? I don't know. I'll call you a coward right now if you are. But I want your feedback. I want your input. There are 30,000 people who listen to this show on and off again, here and there and whatever, and I want to hear your feedback. I'll give you exactly what you want if you just give me some feedback. All right, now, use that iTunes. I would love everybody. There is an iTunes button no matter what page you're on. If you go there and rate it on the new show, there's one for Stitchy. You can rate me there. I would love and appreciate that a lot. And also on Facebook, you can find me at the Wayne Scherer Show. Okay, facebook.com, Wayne Scherer Show. I'd love you to like that page. Join me because I post them there so you can keep up to date. So you can easily know just in Facebook that a new show has been put up. So that would be great. I would love to see more people. That's rather new. So you may go there now and maybe, since it is brand new, there'll only be a few likes on it because I haven't actually told anybody about it. It's the trick about marketing, right? You have to tell people about things. So, now, that's the admin stuff. So, let's get rolling now with the show. What's the show all about? Well, how about 12 psychological tricks that you could start using right now to become more productive today? All right? These are not difficult. These are not something you cannot do that you have to, like, do a bunch of research to figure out what to do. But they're things that most of us, including me, ignore, and it's why I always have a self-improvement mentor along with a marketing mentor. So, and I recommend you do the same. But nonetheless, we need to get focused on the things that will make us more productive. Do you want to increase your productivity in a way that can get you get more done in less time? But also, well, it gets you more done in less time, but it actually gets it done with less work. Does that make sense? It will in a minute. But often we think about productivity about doing more work in a fixed period of time. Or some people think about it completely wrong. And it's about managing time, and you can't do that. You cannot possibly manage time. Time was invented by man. It's a fixed imaginary thing, and it doesn't really exist. You can't physically touch it, so therefore you can't manage it. So let's focus on the things that you can work on that will make you more productive, enable you to do less work to do things so that you get more done in the time that's available, and that would be a good thing, don't you think? So let's go. Number one, you'll find that, and I find it too. I mean, I have to go back and remind myself, but most of us don't recognize the things that don't matter. We spend too much time on the things that don't matter. And we're doing tasks or thinking about things or, doing things that are way off. Sometimes you even think about the past, okay? So they can be off at a tangent or in the past. Now, you can't change the past, so worrying about what happened yesterday is a huge waste of time because you can't change it. it's only productive in the sense that you recall it to remind you not to repeat it. And that should only take a matter of microseconds. Any of this other reflective time in your productivity is a waste of time because it does not help you achieve your goal. You need to be doing things that only move you ahead. One way to do this is to, and I found this very effective because I had to do it, is to chart your time. Do it for a number of days. Do it for up to several weeks. Chart what you do over 15-minute periods. Every 15 minutes, write down what you've been doing. And start noticing what you haven't been doing. You'll see that if you actually are honest with yourself, you'll find that in each of those chunks of time, you are not doing things that are productive. And by acknowledging this to yourself, you will start doing more that's productive. It's how some folks used to say to me that I get more done by 6 a.m. than most people get done in the entire day. It's not because I have magic. It's because I am very focused, and it is because I focus on the getting done what needs to be done and not wasting my time. It doesn't mean I don't waste my time sometimes. Often I do, but not usually where other people can see me. So that's... I suppose that's a trick, but that's not necessarily something to focus on. Focus on not wasting your time. Don't do things that don't matter. Number two, do what you need to do right now, okay? Do what you need to do right now. Don't spend all of your time and all of your mental energy thinking of ways to put things off and how to do them later. You can prioritize things, and you do know what needs to be done. If you have some sort of daily schedule, daily routine, you can ensure those things get done. If you do pass them off, at least you can consciously do them. But the more you get done now, the most important tasks you get done now, then the more of the other things you will also get done as well. Because it'll start freeing, when you get the most important task done, it starts freeing up your time for other things. When you apply your focus each day on what's most important that day and get it done, then you will start seeing a lot more time available to you and a lot more productivity. Postpone. Postponing your rewards. So I'm not telling you to postpone your rewards. Don't postpone your rewards, okay? Every accomplishment, every goal, no matter how minor it may seem to somebody else, is significant. You should be rewarding yourself. Your brain needs to be programmed that it'll be rewarded for getting things done. When you get something done, celebrate. Some of you may celebrate with bad things like sugar or whatever, but let's try celebrating with something else, something that's good for you and something you can look forward to. Maybe it's even like taking a 30-minute break or something like that when you're done. So don't put off rewards. Reward yourself often and frequently for accomplishing your most important task. They are truly great accomplishments. The more often you do that, the more you will realize what you're getting done. This leads to number four, ensuring you actually have a conscience that is clear and open. Your mind cannot be dragging with negative thoughts. Negative thoughts will put you in the trash can. You have to clear your negative thoughts. You have to consciously think about the positive things, the opposites. Positive, I forgot what you call them, positive reinforcements. But the bottom line is, if you provide yourself positive input and do it consciously, Your brain will absorb that as long as you're taking action on it, okay? It doesn't do it by doing nothing, by just thinking about it. Just thinking about it doesn't do it. By doing things and consciously taking action on it and filling yourself with positive instead of negative, then you will move ahead and that positive reinforcement will sink in and program your brain. Like I said, I always keep a self-improvement mentor. The program I use is at removethebarriers.com, removethebarriers.com, and I recommend that for you. These guys are the best, and of course they have their own self-improvement mentors, okay? That's why they do what they do. I think it's important to have a mentor for my business and a mentor for my self-improvement. And removethebarriers.com is exactly how I do that. It's how I get my own exercises for clearing my conscience and making sure that I can stay positive and moving ahead. And one of the things they will recommend, of course, is number 5, congratulate yourself, all right? Don't be afraid to congratulate yourself. And do it every day, right? You get to the end of the day, congratulate yourself. Your mind loves to be appreciated, even if it's from you. Thank yourself for doing things and do it every single day. Every single day. Congratulate yourself for getting things done. Number 6, stay focused on what you can do. This kind of goes together with doing what you know as soon as possible, which was number 2. But staying focused on what you can do instead of what you can't do or what is difficult for you to do will get a whole lot more done. The things you can do you do well, you will love doing, and you will do them and get them done quickly. But if you spend your time first in the things that you don't do well, you will never get to the things that you do well. However, if you focus on the things you can do first, you will get them done and get them done very quickly and actually give you more time to handle the things that you don't do well and you don't want to do yourself. You'll come up with ways to get them done. You'll find ways to outsource these things. Depending where you are in your business, you may be hiring somebody else to do it. Or if you're at a stage where you still have to do it yourself, you will still get to the point where you got the important things done, you're making money, and now you can get these things that you don't do so well, but you know they have to get done. You'll get done. You'll get more of them done. All right? Number 7. This one is very important, I think, because it is how I put things together. When I put together a training or a show or something, I concentrate on what you will need. I work in markets where I know people have specific problems that they truly want solved. So I'm not focusing on the money. Of course, in the planning of a product, you have to decide what you're going to charge for it and all that sort of thing. But that isn't the focus, okay? The focus is on solving the problem. Concentrate on how you will help others use your product or service and how that service will actually solve what they have. It's why these stupid loophole magic pill things don't work, because they don't concentrate on that. They're stupid little tactics that leave out all the rest, and they don't teach you about the importance of things like having coaching, having a model for your business, understanding where your business should be put together so that you can actually make these tactics fit in. These things are not focusing on you. They're focusing on making money, and it's why they don't work. It's why I don't spend much time creating individual products, because coaching is more important than these so-called coaching products. I find that even though my training is more skillfully put together because I have 35 years of doing this, that I know for a fact that even working interactive training throughout my career, that you having somebody to help you personally, much like a classroom, you still have a teacher to talk to, somebody that can guide you when you get off track, that is what truly makes the most successful people truly successful. It keeps you focused on the people. It keeps me focused on doing what you need, all right? So concentrating on how you will help those will make your product better, will make you sell more, and you won't be so worried about little things. I mean, the cost of your product is a little thing. The most important thing is how you get it in front of people and that it actually delivers something useful for them that they can actually feel like they accomplished something with, okay? Number 8, get some balance, okay? Get some balance. This, we talked about doing the wrong things and limiting your productivity and all that sort of things. But you also need balance in your life where everything isn't just work. You are allowed to do things that aren't necessarily productive, because having some enjoyment and entertainment and relaxing and stuff like that is productive in the sense that it recharges you so that you can go back into doing your business and helping others effectively and being productive during the time that you're doing that. So there must be balance. Number eight, balance. Number nine, you have to stay connected with some people. Now there's a lot of people that think they have to be connected with everybody at a level I think is really interference, and it shows a lack of confidence and a lack of self-worth. However, you do need to be connected to some people. Maybe there's probably a handful of people you trust as your advisors in your business, your mentor, your mentor in coaching in your business, your mentor in coaching in your self-development. Remember, removethebarriers.com. Go ahead and check that out. Coaching, like I run a coaching program. You can check that out too, waynescherer.com/coaching, okay? waynescherer.com/coaching. But whoever your mentors are, I mean, they're going to be your trusted people, and you probably have a couple others. And then on your relaxation and friendship side, you're going to have a few others. So you need to stay connected with those so that you don't just get totally isolated. Believe me, I know the power and the effect of getting isolated. And this is something I have to actually work on. I'm not good at it. So you must be much better at it than me. You must stay connected with people if you wish to be productive and be focused on the right thing and be focused and find the things that will actually move you ahead. Number 10 is, don't be afraid to move around in your environment. When you change environments, you open up your mind to other things. It shows you the bad and the good, and you need to be aware of all of those things. Your brain needs to be curious and looking around and open to lots of new inputs. And the more you change your environment, the more input you'll receive and the more productive you'll become. Because you'll get ideas that you can toss out the garbage and keep the good and apply them in your own productivity, in your own business, in your own life. All right. Now here's one that, you know, this one's kind of a pet peeve of mine. People that think they have to be perfect at everything before they do anything. Now, if that were the case, there would be no new software programs released, okay? Think about it in that terms. How many software programs are released with zero bugs? None. And even you Apple users cannot tell me there's no bugs in Apple. That's a lie. That's like Californians saying it's always sunny and it's never cold. That's a lie also. So the fact is, perfection is not what you strive for. Because if you do, you will never do anything, because nothing is perfect and no human is perfect. I love it when people start attacking me for making a mistake here or there. Like, I just look at them like, and you've never made a mistake? Because, you know, it's that tone that they give you, like, because they are talking to you like they never make a mistake. And that drives me crazy. But that's not really the important part here. The important part is you personally cannot worry about perfection. You can get to the 80, 90% point and you're ready to go. You can't think anything is perfect. If you think that, like, for instance, launching a new product online, that your squeeze page is going to be perfect when you first put it up, you're wrong. I don't care how perfect you think it is. You're going to, if you're doing what you're being taught, which would be testing it, you will find out that whatever your first, almost all the time, your first page is not your best page. Every once in a while, you know, that 1% of the time, you might get hit it right on. But waiting for perfection is a big mistake, and it stops people from ever achieving. It's the biggest excuse for never moving ahead. Those who do not wait and take action and move ahead are the ones that soar ahead at light speed, okay? So avoid perfection like a plague. Work to be very good. Make everything you do the best you can, but do not wait hoping it is perfect. or you will die on the vine. Okay? So, finally, keep track of your time. As you get older and older, we've talked about this in an earlier show, probably some time back, but your perspective of time shrinks in a sense. As you get older, time seems to go faster, and that's because of your perspective of time. As you've been alive longer, the length, an hour of time is proportionally a smaller proportion of the length of time you've been alive, and your brain actually perceives this, thus making you feel like time goes by faster. I, in my second half century here, I actually have times when I forgot that I had a day. It sounds ridiculous, but I work from home, and I'm happy as a lark, and I'll get going, I'll do all my stuff, and one day I'll remember it's Wednesday, and then 2 days later I'll think it's Thursday. Yeah, you know what I mean? Ever have that happen? Sounds crazy, but I guarantee some of you listening have had, actually I bet all of you have, some of you just want to admit it, but you've had times when hours disappear, minutes disappear. For me, sometimes a day disappears. It's almost ridiculous, and keeping track of your time is very, very important so that that sort of thing doesn't happen. You lose productivity when that happens because you believe you got somewhere and you didn't. So keeping track of your time helps you do that. I do that very easily by just scheduling my daily plans on my Outlook calendar and having little alerts pop up automatically so that I remember where I am and keep track of my time. If I don't, I will literally lose track of my time and lose track of my productivity. All right? So that's it. That's 12 things you can do to become more productive right now today. And all of these things will help you start making more money and achieve the freedom and life that you want. Go to removethebarriers.com. removethebarriers.com. Take a look. Those are the programs I use to keep myself on track and mentally moving ahead. Even in my second half century, I'm just a young guy. I'm in my second half century of life. And like I always say, age is just whatever you think it is. But the bottom line is these little tricks will help you improve your productivity. If you put them to work, your life will change. It'll become more productive, more effective, and your business will change. All right, that's it. Please leave your comments below. Go ahead and click on that iTunes button. Go over there and rate my show. Thank you very much for doing that. I appreciate that very much. And I look forward to you on the next Wayne Scherer Show.